Blog Talk Radio.
Imagination. be swift to running to mischief, and a false witness that speaketh lies, that he might sow discord among his brethren. So those are the six things that God hates. Even the seventh thing, he does not for you to sow discord among brethren. So remember, that's in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16. Father, give a blessing and an understanding to the reading of his words. So you, most of them, you know that. You are so smart. You see, you are smart. As I had started saying, that happy Tuesday, everyone. In Michigan, it's election day, and I want to go vote for my candidate. And I hope that everyone else goes out and vote. I ask that you all turn to Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, and Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. And there you will find the Ten Commandments. The prophets did not write these Ten Commandments for you to not listen. We are the only children that our Father gave us commandments, and another nation has tried to steal our commandments and our name. And most of you really believe it. Read your Bibles so that you can understand for yourself that they are lying to you as well as their ministers. They are not telling you the truth about who you are. There is something about us that they want to have, in that our Father has chosen us black folks. Some of us black folks are not really the real chosen people. Are joining along with us. Now, God chose us in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7 and 6. We are the only of people that are chosen by God. Excuse me. I do not have the coronavirus. Or the 19th virus that is going around. I just have a cough. Nonetheless, let me finish what I have started here, trying to read the word to you. My computer says that I am in 1 Samuel chapter 16, but I'll tell you, sheep, honestly, I have read past chapter 16, Now I am in 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 23. And I will start reading from there. I usually ask that you sheep have your pen, paper, and pencil handy so that you can jot down any scriptures that I may read. So, First Samuel, chapter 20, verse 23. I want you to know that we have read in chapter 16 is where God chooses, well, tells Samuel to choose another king. But we are past that verse. Excuse me, sheep. Now, I will start reading at verse 23. And as touching the matter which thou and I have spoken, behold, the Lord be between thee and me forever. So David hid himself in the field, and when the new moon came, the king sat down and did eat meat. And the king sat upon his seat, and at other as at other times, even upon the seat by the wall. And Jonathan rose, and Abner sat by Saul's side, and David's place was empty. Nevertheless, Saul spoke not anything that day, for he thought something has befallen him. He is not clean. Surely he is not clean. And it came to pass on tomorrow, which was the second day of the month, the place was empty. And Saul said unto Jonathan his son, wherefore cometh not the son of Jesse to me, neither yesterday nor today? And Jonathan answered Saul, David honestly asked leave of me to go to Bethlehem. And he said, let me go, I pray thee, for family has a sacrifice in the city, and my brother, he has commanded me to be there. And now, if I have favor in thine eyes, let me go away, I pray thee, and see my brother. And therefore, cometh not unto the table, the king's table. Let me read that sentence up before you again. Therefore, the king's table. Then Saul's anger kindled against Jonathan, and he said unto him, the son of the perverse, rebellious woman. Perverse here means like the horn, rebellious woman. Do not I know that thou hast chosen the son of Jesse to that confusion. And confusion here means to me ignorance or unsurety. And unto the confusion of thy mother's nakedness, as long as the son of Jesse liveth upon the ground, thou shall not be established, nor thy kingdom. Wherefore now, see, send and fetch him unto me, for he surely die, for he surely shall die. And Jonathan answered Saul, his father, and said unto him, wherefore shall he be slain? What has he done? And Saul cast javelin at him to smite him. Whereby Jonathan knew that it was determined of his father to slay David. So Jonathan arose from the table in fierce anger and did not eat no meat in the second day of the month, for he was grieved for David because his father had done him shame. And it came to pass, morning that Jonathan went out into the field at a time appointed with David, and a little lad with him. A lad is a young boy. And he said unto the lad, run and find out now the arrows which I shoot. And as the lad ran, he shot an arrow beyond him. And when the lad was come to the place of the arrows which Jonathan had shot, Jonathan cried after the lad, saying, he is not the arrow beyond there? And Jonathan cried after the lad, make speed, haste, stay not. And Jonathan's lad gathered up the arrows and came to his master. But the lad knew not anything. Only Jonathan and David knew the matter. And Jonathan gave his artillery unto the lad, and said unto him, go, carry them to the city. And as soon as the lad was gone, David arose out of the place towards the south. Excuse me. Let me read that again. And Jonathan gave his artillery to the lad and said unto him, go, carry them to the city. And as soon as Jonathan the lad was gone, David arose out of the place towards the sun and fell on his face to the ground and bowed himself three times. And they kissed one another and wept one with another until David exceeded. And Jonathan said to David, go in peace, as much as we have sworn both of us in the name of the Lord, saying, the Lord be between me and thee, and between my seed and thy seed forever. And he arose and departed. And Jonathan went to the city. chapter 20. And let's start reading chapter 21. I read as much as I can because these days have been busy days for me, and I want to do my best. I want to get into heaven when my Father comes. I don't want him to leave me. So I'm doing what I can do. And that is read, even though I may talk to you, sheep, sometimes. Let me tell you while it's on my mind. Passover is April the 8th, according to Luke, this little booklet that I have. Also, I need to tell you that in Hosea chapter 6, verse 4, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because of him. Rejected knowledge, I reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of God. I will also forget thy children. And also in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, it tells you, study to show yourself approved unto God, the workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And because my Father actually told me to read his, he said, be my sheep. And when she got to me in a dream one night, excuse me, sheep, I have the belt. He came to me one night in a dream, and some of the guys were with him. He said, Jesus said to me, feed his sheep. And I did not want to be like Peter. I knew the story of Peter denying Jesus three times, and then the cock crowed. And he told me twice to feed his sheep. So I felt that he was about to tell me for the third time to feed his sheep. And I said, well, all right. And I did not want to feed his sheep. I did not know how I was going to do that. But my niece told me about Blog Talk Radio, where I could get a program. And then I am telling you, if God has told you to do something for him, do it. And I can do it by coming on a radio talk show called My Feed My Sheep Show. And that's where I feed his sheep from the Bible. I thought that he meant to feed his sheep and to tell them what's in the Bible. And I have been doing that now for the last 9.5 years. It will be 10 years, August the 11th of this year. Right now, I'm going to read to you 1 Samuel chapter 21, and hopefully I will read it without coughing. Tell you that there are some words that I may not know how to pronounce, and what I will do is spell them to you, see, that so that you can pronounce it for yourself. Let's read chapter 21, 1 Samuel. Then gave David to Nob, that's spelled N-O-B, to Ahimelech, That's spelled A-H-I-M-E-L-E-C-H, the priest. And Ahimelech was afraid at the meeting of David and said unto him, why art thou alone? No man with thee? And David said to Ahimelech the priest, the king has commanded me a business and has said unto me, let no man know anything of the business whereabouts I sent thee, when I have commanded thee, and but I have appointed my servants to such and such a place. Let me read that sentence again. Whereabouts I send thee, and whereabouts I commanded thee, and I commanded my servants to such and such a place. And now, therefore, what is in thy hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread in my hand, or whatever is present. Answered. And the priest answered David and said, is there no common bread under my table, but there is hallowed bread. Hallowed means holy bread. If the young men have kept themselves at least from women. And David answered the priest and said unto him, of a truth, woman hath been kept from us about these 3 days since I came out, and the vessels of the men are holy, and the bread is in the matter common, ye that it is safe in the vessel. So the priest gave him hallowed bread. Again, hallowed bread means holy bread. And the priest was poor. There was no bread there, but the show bread that the priest was taken from there. The Lord to put hot bread in days when it was taken away. Now let me read verse 6 again for your sake. So the priest gave him hallowed bread when there was no bread there, but just show bread, but was taken from there. The Lord to put hot bread in the day when it was taken away. Now a certain man, Saul, the servant of Saul, was there that day, detained by the holy bread, and the name was Doeg. I say that's Doeg, an Ammonite. The chief of the horsemen that belonged to Saul. And David said unto Ahimelech, is there not under thy bread a spear or sword? For I have neither bow made my sword, nor my weapon with me. needs to rush and to go and do it quickly. So he didn't have time to get those. And the priest said, "The sword of Goliath, the Philistine, whom thou slew it in the valley of Elha." It's spelled E-A-E-L-A-H. "Behold, it is here wrapped in a cloth behind the ephod." An ephod, I remember, as being a sleeveless vest. It says, "Thou wilt take that, take it, for there is no other save that here." And David said, "There is none like it. Give it to me." And David arose and fled that day for fear of Saul and went to Achish. That's spelled A-C-A-I-S. Again, it's spelled A-C-H-I-S-H, the king of Gath. And the servant of Kis said unto him, "Is not this David the king of the land? They do not slay. Do not sling one to another of him in this, seeing Saul has slain David his 10,000. So that guy knew David, and David laid up those words in his heart and was so afraid of Achish. That again is spelled A-C-H-I-S-H, the king of God. And he changed his behavior before them, the fiend himself is mad in their hands and scrabbled on the floor of the gate and let the spittle fall down his beard. Then Achish said unto his servant, "Lo, you see that man is mad. What for then you have brought him to me? I have need of madmen. Ye have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence. Shall this fellow unto my house?" So that's the reading of chapter 21. I will try to start reading chapter 22 in the next 10 minutes. I know that there are some words here that I don't know, and hopefully you will look them up if need be. You see, are smarter than I and can pronunciate these words because of my sickness in the past 4 weeks. And before that, my sickness then, I am speaking as well as I can. Now, let's read 1 Samuel chapter 22. David therefore departed thence, that means from there, and escaped to a cave in Adullam. That's spelled A-D-U-L-L-A-M, Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. And David alone that was in distress, and everyone that was in doubt, and everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him. And he became a captain over them, and there were with him about 400. And David went this to this part of Moab, and he said unto the king of Moab, let my father and my mother, I pray thee, come forth and be with you till I know what God will do for me. And he brought them before the king of Moab, and they dwelt with him there while David was in the home. And the prophet Gad said unto David, abide not in the hole, depart and get thee into the land Judah. Then David departed and came to the forest of Hear it. That's spelled H-E-R-E-T-H. That's hair rich. When Saul heard that David was discovered, and the men that were with him, now Saul abode in Gibeah. That's spelled G-I-B-E-H-H, until under a tree in Ramah. That's spelled R-A-M-A-H, having his spear in his hand. And his servants were standing about him. Then Saul said unto his servants that stood about him, Hear now, nice. Will the son of Jesse give you one of you a field in a vineyard and make you a captain of thousands and captains of hundreds? I need to read verse 7 over. Let me read it. Maybe I will read it better in your hearing. Then Saul said unto his servant about him, hear now, ye Bethlehemites, with the son of Jesse, give every one of you fields in vineyards and make you captains of thousands and captains of hundreds. I have 5 minutes left to read to you who are sheep as well as those who are not sheep, that all of you have conspired against me, and there is none that showeth me. My son has made a league with the son of Jesse, and there is none of you that is worried for me or show me that my son has stirred up my servants against me to lie in wait as at this day. Then answered Doeg, that's spelled D-O-E-D, the Edomite, which was sent over the servants of Saul, and said, I saw the son of Jesse coming to Nob, that's spelled N-O-B, and Amalek Ahimelech, spelled A-H-I-M-E-L-E-C-H, the son of Ahitub. Excuse me, she. I am having to belch. The son of Ahitub, spelled A-H-I-T-U-B. And he inquired of the Lord for him and give him victuals and meat, food, and gave him the sword of Goliath, the Philistine. I am going to stop here in verse 11, and we will pick up in chapter verse 11 this Friday, if it's the Lord's will. Let's have a closing prayer, and I will say a few other things. Father in heaven, thank you for your protection and from the evil one known as Satan. Thank you for providing the wealth of the sinners laid up to the chest. Bless us all who are just with more money and more money. I pray today in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. Remember, in James chapter and verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you all this Friday. You know, God loves you. I love you too, but God loves you more. I thank you all for listening with me. You know, believing in God and doing His will, you will have to go through some things.
Help your children. Don't let them fall by the side of the road.
Remember, the best of God, the
Jesus,
is just me.
Love one another.
And
heaven might find a place in their heart.
Down.
And I know He lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through. Temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation.